bow with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved, Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number two, City of Carlsbad Financials, August 2021. Mrs. Salcedo.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Thank you for being here this evening. I'm certain you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you a brief summary of the city's cash position as of August 2021, the second accounting period for FY22. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $95.9 million and an ending cash balance of $99.9 million. The city's revenues of $19.1 million are 1.7 favorable to the $17.4 million budget and 1% above target. The city's labor costs of $9.2 million are $400,000 favorable to this $9.6 million budget and 1% below target. The city's operating costs of $5.6 million are $2.1 million favorable to the $7.7 million budget and 5% below target. The city's capital costs of $1.4 million are $5.4 million below the $6.8 million budget and 14% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there's been an increase of $4 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Salcedo? Thank you, Ms. Salcedo. Number three, consider approval of resolution 2021-54, resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2021-22 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcedo.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the first quarter budget adjustments for FY22. In the health insurance fund, there is a request to transfer out $2,597,111.40 to the general fund, municipal transit, solid waste, sports complex, and the water and sewer fund for employee health insurance rebate and excess surplus. The amount to be transferred into the general fund is $2,102,629.92. Sports complex will be $32,504.68. Municipal transit will be $57,889.48. Water and sewer will be $300,705.87. And the solid waste will be $103,381.46. In the general fund, there is a request from the Public Safety Department to increase revenue and operating costs by $10,000. A donation from the Carlsbad Community Anti-Drug and Gang Coalition will be used to purchase police supplies. In the general fund, there is a request from the Public Safety Department to increase capital costs by $20,000 for the city portion of the purchase of two canines. The Carlsbad Community Anti-Drug and Gang Coalition will contribute $33,000 towards this purchase. In the general fund, there is a request from the North Mesa Senior Center to increase operating costs by $10,000 for building maintenance for needed upgrades and repairs. In the general fund, there is a request from the Water Park Department to increase labor costs by $54,450 for the salary and city share of benefits for the transition of the water park manager position from part-time to full-time. In the solid waste fund, there is a request to increase labor costs by $6,200 for the salary and city share of benefits for a beautification youth intern position. The city will get reimbursed $5,760 from the beautification grant for this. In the GRT capital outlay fund, there is a request to move $4,585 from the capital projects fund to GRT capital outlay for an insurance reimbursement for a damaged roof at the Alejandro Reese Senior Center. In the Lodgers Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $77,000 for Carlsbad Main Street for the Cavern Fest 2022 advertising campaign. In the Lodger's Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $40,000 for Metal Shop Live for the Hogfest 2021 and Rodeo Week 2021 advertising campaign. In the Lodger's Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $18,000 for Community of Hope live events advertising. In the Lodger's Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase capital by $1.5 million to design, build, and erect 3 Welcome to Carlsbad entrance signs. And the last one, in the Lodger's Tax Non-Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $40,000 for the Chamber of Commerce holiday lights. This concludes the first quarter budget adjustments, unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Saucedo? Councilman?
Mayor, if I could, why would you take, under the general fund water park, why would you take that from part-time to full-time with the water park when you only know it's going to be open for, what, 4 or 5 months of the year? I'm just curious.
I think the part-time going to full-time will be a full-time job. Circulating around between the sports complex, the golf course, and daily taking care of the water park also. It has to be maintained all through the year.
Yeah. It's okay. It just seems like it is
actually a full-time job.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't believe it. But
okay.
I have a pool too, so I don't get it. But anyway, that's fine.
Okay.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Number 4, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Cass to briefly discuss C2 and Chief Skinner to briefly discuss D2. And Chief Lopez, D1, please.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. Item C2 seeks your approval to send out to bid for the Bataan lift station. This project is funded by capital outlay. So it's a direct result of the ICIP program that you review and submit every year. So we were very fortunate last year to receive about $4 million. And this is the first major project that we are going to do with that capital outlay. And I would stand for any questions.
Questions or comments? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you, sir.
Chief Lopez?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This is asking to enter into agreement with Precision Fireworks for the fireworks show. As you all know, in 2019, we started contracting out the fireworks show. They did the 19 and the 20 show. Last year's show, in my opinion, was awesome, as we expect to produce for our citizens. And I expect to have another great show this coming year. Also, as you may know, we have to secure this date early. There's a lot of small towns that do shows on the 3rd or the 5th, because if you don't have the money or if you don't schedule early enough, you're not getting the 4th of July, because they book themselves and they can only do so many shows in that time. And they show up usually 2 days before the show in preparation for the 4th. So we have to schedule this and sign agreements early to secure our date. And one thing I do appreciate about Carlsbad, we celebrate on the 4th. We don't move the date. So in order to do that, we have to sign agreements early. And I'm excited for this next year. I'm hoping the show is going to be better. And I'll stand for questions, Mayor.
Question for Chief Lopez.
Mayor, if I could.
If you could, go ahead.
Do you feel as though their fireworks display is as good as yours, the ones you guys used to put on? Be honest, Rick. Come on.
I'm always honest. No. This is as good as we're going to get. The only way to get better is to throw more money at it, and I'm working on that.
Thank you for your honest reply.
But they do a wonderful show. I do not feel the citizens have been left out to dry on this. They did do a wonderful show.
It was a wonderful show. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chief Lopez.
Thank you, Mayor.
Chief Skinner?
Mayor, Council, I appreciate your time tonight to bring before you hopefully an item to suggest renewing the original terms of a memorandum of understanding or memorandum of agreement that we had in place with the Eddy County Sheriff's Office to provide school resource officers. As you guys know, this agreement originated back in 2016, was renewed again in 2018, where we're asking to go ahead and enter into a new MOA only because the one from 2018 expired. We kind of got caught at the end of a COVID year, and be honest with you, I talked a lot with Sheriff Cage. There were some, that's probably not the right word, but some indecisiveness. He didn't know whether he was going to continue to move forward with providing school resource officers to the school district, but again, has continued to do that. But the only thing we failed to do was to continue those original terms of the original agreement. So I would recommend that we move forward. Obviously, it's a wonderful resource to have in our school. I think the sheriff's office enjoys participating in that, and we've enjoyed working with them over the years. So that being said, I would stand for any questions at this time.
Question for Chief Skinner.
Mayor, I have a question. How many SROs do we have?
We currently only have two active school resource officers, and the Eddy County Sheriff's Office provides one.
And ours are at the high school?
Yeah, our two are assigned at the high school, but they kind of float around and try to take care of, at least make, some time for the other schools. But yes, that's with the way things had grown in the past, that was a lot, at least one full-time person at the high school, and then we used a floater, and the sheriff's office tended to take care of PR Leyva, and we would help down there as we were needed.
Further questions? Thank you, Chief Skinner.
I'd move for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes. Number five, consider approval of resolution 2021-55, a resolution authorizing the acceptance of capital outlay grant agreement from the New Mexico Department of Transportation for West Marmot Street Improvement Project. Mr. Cass.
Mr. Mayor, council members, staff seeks approval to accept a capital outlay grant from New Mexico Department of Transportation to put a double layer of micro seal on Mermont Street from all the way from the railroad tracks to Texas Street, so the entire length of West Mermont. This project was pared down to match the funding. This was some capital outlay that they had left over, and they negotiated with us to get this improvement for the city of Carlsbad. It should be probably our last LGRF project, which requires a 25% match, and we're going to segue into the TPF program. So this is for $302,784.33 with a 25% match included in that number. Let's stand for questions.
Questions for Mr. Cash?
Just for clarification of the picture in my mind, when we say the end of Mermont, we're talking at the irrigation canal?
Correct, where it transitions into West Texas.
Thank you.
Yes. Further questions from the council? Thank you, Mr. Cash.
Thank you, sir.
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes. Number six, consider approval of resolution 2021-56, a resolution authorizing the acceptance of transportation project fund agreement from the New Mexico Department of Transportation for Old Cavern Highway Improvement Project. Mr. Cass.
Mr. Mayor, council members, before you tonight, staff seeks approval to accept grant funding from the New Mexico Transportation and the new funding vein that they have, which is the Transportation Project Fund. This, what the key thing that I want to highlight is it's only a 5% match, and it was a much streamlined, much easier, much fairer process this year at SERPTO, and we were able to get this amount of funds in the $501,600 to Bomag reclaim, replace, and repave Old Cavern Highway from National Parks Highway to Ferris Street with this money. But I really like the new program that the legislature passed, and it was a breath of fresh air, honestly, as we went through the SERPTO process. And NMDOT had to just almost complete control of that and distributed a lot of funds to a lot of communities.
Questions for Mr. Cass?
One just for clarity, if I may. The our 5% of 26,400 is included in the 501,600, correct?
That is correct. That's the total amount.
Further questions?
If I may.
Counselor.
Casey. Are they going to put sewer lines, water lines, whatever they're going to do before they do all this stuff? Is that right?
Our sewer line and water line projects start at Ferris and go to Chapman Road. So this is the piece of the road we're going to improve before we get to the sewer water project. So the sewer and water line extend down Ferris and then back to the south on Old Cavern Highway to Chapman Road. So they're different projects altogether, and we've received some capital outlay funding for that project, but this is a different.
Are we going to put liners or something underneath them? If you're going to go down Old Cavern and cross over to Chapman, that means you'll have to cut it across, right? And eventually, with a sewer and water. True?
No, the project limits of this will be the project limits of the second phase of this project. It's basically three phases. So this will just be us redoing Old Cavern from National Parks to Ferris.
Yeah.
At Ferris Street, we'll start first sewer, then water, then we'll repave from Ferris to Chapman on Old Cavern. And on that, we are trying to seek funding to put sidewalks, curb gutter, everything from that point forward.
We're going to do the water and sewer first, right?
Correct, on that portion of the project. But this is not included in that phase or piece of the project.
Okay. We just do things in the right order. Right?
No doubt. It's a legitimate question, but it doesn't affect this project. It's on farther south from there.
Well, Ferris is the end of this road, right? That you're going to have money.
That's the end of the project on Old Cavern.
You're going to go down that with a sewer line pretty quick, I understand.
Yes, sir. That's the plan. Yes, sir. But it won't affect the new paving. We won't cut it in any way, shape, or form. Like I said, it may be a small patch, but our project limits will end where the other one starts with the pavement.
Okay. Further questions for Mr. Cass?
Mayor, I have a question.
Counselor?
Casey, is this going to be chip seal or is it going to be an actual?
No, we're going to go back with a total of 3 inches of super pay. One layer of high traffic density on top of the base. We'll reclaim the base, re-roll it. We'll put a 1-inch layer and then a 2-inch top of super pay on it to get it back to where it used to be before we, you know, budgetary reasons and the road condition let us chip seal it last time. I think we got a lot of negative input, but no, this will take it back to its more original form in what everybody would consider normal pavement.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Casey, are there going to be shoulders on this road now?
No, sir.
There should be shoulders, man. We need shoulders over there.
Well, we do not have enough room to do that, nor would $500,000 catch that.
Well, we're on the south side. We should do something for the south people.
Well, I'm putting pavement instead of chip seal, as Councilman Chavez pointed out.
You live out there, Casey.
For the questions for Mr. Cass.
Mayor.
Counselor.
Everybody else is asking a question, and I didn't want to feel left out.
Yeah.
I just have a question about the SERPTO process. I know that a couple of years ago it was on the chopping block, and we were able to keep the program, which we use a lot. With these new, with the new process that you talked about being much easier to use, do you feel like it's still something that is in danger of going away, or you think it's solid now because of the new process they passed?
I do believe that it basically saved SERPTO and other transportation authorities around the state. We need to do it. We need to participate. We need to apply. But basically, you know, they have a pool of money for each region, and we competitively go after that. And this year was a good year, so a lot of people got funded. But with the TPF funds, once our project was approved by NMDOT, everybody's project that was approved by NMDOT got funded. So, and in the past, we went to a vote and a ranking and it was just kind of a mess.
Pretty well in that.
We had learned to be much better at that game, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Further questions?
All right, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number 7, consider approval of resolution 2021-57, a resolution supporting a fair and just redistricting plan in New Mexico, particularly in southern New Mexico, which contains significant rural populations and has experienced substantial growth. Ms. Testa.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council members. As you stated, Mayor, before you, the consideration of Resolution 2021-57 in support of the equitable redistricting process for the U.S. congressional districts in New Mexico. Regardless of the political affiliation, the City of Carlsbad demands that there will be an even-handed approach to redistricting so that all New Mexicans and the communities that they live in are fairly representative. So it's a very important resolution for your consideration.
Question for Ms. Testa. Thank you, Ms. Testa. Counselor.
Before Ms. Testa gets away, we're all in agreement that we like the redistricting that's gone on. Is that what we're saying?
I have a statement that I'd like to read. Okay, we believe a resolution such as this is very important. While it is still early in the redistricting process, it needs to be established very quickly that we are watching the process and demand that Carlsbad and Eddy County receive fair treatment. Some of the maps that have been proposed divide up Eddy County and southeastern New Mexico in a way that will diminish our vote. A resolution such as this will be sent to the redistricting committee to let them know of our concern, and we encourage you to pass this resolution.
That's what I wanted to say, Dale. Thank
there you
me.
Go. Anyone else?
Mayor, I just have to agree and back you up on the issue of gerrymandering. I believe that is exactly what's going on. And I remember sitting in a meeting where a Speaker of the House said something just like this would be likely to happen once the census was completed.
Yeah.
Our census was not done very well. We were not counted appropriately. Our 10% vacancy when no one in Carlsbad can find a house to live in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or at that time, no one could find a house. So the fact that they stated we had a 10% vacancy is just asinine.
Mm-hmm.
It makes absolutely no sense. And our man camps were not properly counted. So we have been undercut, and we are going to get the short end here, and we're not getting the funding to support our infrastructure that will be demanded by the population that actually lives here. So I am in full support of this, and I would move for its approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. Number eight, council committee reports. Is there any councilor that would like to update us on what's going on?
It's not really a city council issue, but we did have a meeting of the committee for kids, and there will be on the November 2nd ballot, there will be a continuation of House Bill 33, which is a mill for the maintenance of the Carlsbad school system. Mm-hmm. So ask everyone to make sure you read that and vote according to your opinion.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number nine, and I'll call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes. We're adjourned. Mark.